Moreton Bay's home of Information 101.5 FM, the combined Lions clubs of the Moreton Bay region have a joint appeal. Now, this is where you, the public, can help Queensland's farmers and drought and bushfire victims, and all funds will be passed on without deduction to Queensland farmers devastated by the ongoing drought and those suffering from the recent bushfires throughout the registered organizations working in these areas. Now, there is an appeal, and you, the public, play your part in being able to make sure that this appeal does become a huge success, and we hope it does. The appeal will close on the 14th of October, and on the line we have David Shoebridge from the Kalanga Lions Club. A warm welcome to you, David. How are you?
I'm well, so Shane.
I understand this is your brainchild. You've done this before up in Mullaney.
Well, I'm very conscious of the conditions that are, see, when you go further west, many people are doing it hard, and it's a follow-through from Mullaney, yeah.
How successful was the Mullaney one, just to give people a bit of perspective?
The Mullaney one was tremendous, because while there were a number of national appeals, like Channel 9 and that sort of thing, The local people were asking if they could donate so that from their district, so their district was recognised. Lions responded to that. We put out collection boxes and got just on $12,000. So we're very wowed with that. But what was absolutely impressive was that a number of organisations like the Mapleton Community Association began their own little fundraising efforts. Like there was local musos gave a concert. The Montville School, for example, kids collected over $500. And what happened was that those various groups gave that money to Lions, and we sent it off to either Charleville or Longreach, or between the two.
So you started something very important here, and essential to the absolute psyche of what it is to be an Australian. We give, and you've started something that people are more than happy to give. Great idea, isn't it?
It certainly is.
And now you're seeing it go to fruition, not in Mullaney, but in the Moreton Bay region.
That's right. I raised the matter at the club the other night, because unfortunately with droughts, it's one of those disasters that just go on and on and on until such time as it breaks, and even then some. And of course, so I raised it with the Kalanga Lions at one of the meetings, and it was just picked up very, very strongly by the different members, and they're all coming in to help, and this is what the appeal is all about.
It's pleasing to see. Now, you're going to be covering as much of the Moreton Bay region as possible. What we're going to do is we're going to have a story on our website, and we're going to actually put a list of where the public can go, because at the moment they don't know where to go to, but you've already sent me one email. I'm about to put that onto our website. And I've got to explain to people, we're going to keep updating this as you give me more businesses and locations where these tins are located, where people can donate. Then the important thing is we'll have a location list of where to go to, and that's something we can do for you.
Yeah, that would be brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Well, it makes it sense. It makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, after all, if people know where to go to, they're going to go there, and they're going to put money in there. Even, you know, it's that simple. And it saves a lot of manpower from you guys, because, of course, not all the Lions are going to be out there actually physically holding these tins, but they're going to be left in the care of these businesses that are kindly allowing you guys to do this, and we applaud them.
Another comment, Shane.
Yeah.
One of the lessons that we learned out of a year ago when we did an appeal up in the Mullaney area was that these areas, seems a hard thing, cash seems to be the most desirable thing we can give, because it has a multiplying effect even up to about seven places. For example, a peer drought appeal group in Longreach have struck a deal with Westpac, where they actually have these debit cards that are pre-filled with a sizable fund, and they give this to the various people out in the bush that need it. They can then use those things where they want to, so there's not the embarrassment of a particular assistance. So they can use these debit cards. But by doing that, they're keeping, the bank's got business, the local town, which is very important, has also got business, and everybody gets a share of the action, which keeps them all going. It's great.
And these people who are badly affected by either drought or by fire, it's not their fault. They live in Queensland or they live in Australia. It's not their fault. It's just the way the weather goes, and it's the way the cookie crumbles, as I say. But we're doing something about it. You're doing something about it. We applaud you. I've got to reiterate to people, the money, 100%, you're not keeping any of it. You're going to pass it all along.
Exactly so.
Brilliant stuff.
And, you know, we can't stress too much that if we have $100, $100 goes out.
Now, this will conclude on the 14th of October. Is that right? Yeah, 14th of October. Sorry?
We don't want to sort of overstay our welcome, A, with the public, and B, with the people who so generously allow us to put tins on their counter.
We'd like to have another chat to you on the 14th so that you can get a bit of a total for us to see how successful it's been.
Sure.
Love to hear from you on that, and we'll try and keep you up to date. And, of course, you're going to keep us up to date with all the details where to go to. So we appreciate your time to talk to us today. Let's hope that people do outpour their pockets and put it into the tens. Look, if it's $5, it's $5. If it's $100, it's $100. Whatever it is, and if you can afford it, please give. Because you guys are doing it, well, you're doing a great service to those who are doing it tough.
Well, thank you for that.
We've been speaking with David Shoebridge from Kalanga Lions, and he's the brainchild behind this big operation, raising dollars for those who are affected by fire, raising dollars for those affected by drought, and here in the Moreton Bay, certainly we will be doing our part, each and every one of us. We appreciate your time. This is Moreton Bay's Home of Information, 101.5 FM.